Everywhere and every way, every moment of the day, it is the right time. For the Father above, He is listening with love, and He wants to answer us, so let's pray. Yeah.
It's 9 o'clock, and you're listening to 94.3 The Rock, your home for today's Christian music. And now it's time for the Hour of Power, a locally produced service of KXOO and numerous churches and ministries throughout the area. If you have a specific prayer request or you'd like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, call us right now at 225-5966. It's your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors throughout Western Oklahoma. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Good morning to you. It's time for the Hour of Power on 94.3 FM. My name is Misty Music, along with Neva Pyatt. Good morning, Neva.
Good morning, Misty.
I like your pretty blue earrings.
Thank you. I think I got these for Christmas last year. First time I've worn them.
I like them.
Thank you.
This is the Hour of Power. Call us this morning, 580-225-5966. If you have a prayer need or a testimony you want to share, you can talk to Sister Judy Gifford. She's answering the phones this morning. You can also send us an email, hourofpower@cable1.net, or send it by mail, KXOO, P.O. Box 945, Elk City, Oklahoma, 73648.
You know, Misty, I have a praise before we get started. Every morning when I leave Cheyenne, I have to come up this hill, and almost every morning someone's coming over the hill, half on my side of the road. And I just thought again this morning how thankful I am that the Lord protects me every day when I drive, because
Amen.
Between here and Cheyenne, there's lots of little hills, there's lots of traffic, and right there in town, I don't know what they're doing when they're coming over that hill, but about half the time, and there's no place to go. There's no shoulder there, there's only a ditch, and so I just thought, you know, the Lord is with me every day as I travel, and I praise mm-hmm. God for those traveling mercies, so thank you, Lord. I just want to give Him praise first
yes,
thing.
Yes, praise the Lord. And if you're driving on the wrong side of the road, please get on the right side of the road, right?
Right. Well, I don't know. They don't appear to be on their cell phone. I don't know what they're doing.
Just daydreaming?
I guess. I don't know. Mm. But anyway, it happens right there more than any one place, just as they're coming up from the other side going north and I'm going south.
Maybe it gives them a little shot of adrenaline.
I don't know. Like they're on a roller coaster.
Yeah, yeah.
Lose control of their thoughts.
Yeah, if we can't have a Western Oklahoma roller coaster, it'll just be the road. So thank God for safety on the road.
That's right.
Amen. Well, this morning we have two very special guests with us. I think they get the award for traveling the furthest distance. We have Laura and Eddie Beckford with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's so nice to see you this morning.
Likewise,
okay.
Likewise.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. We haven't had you on the program before.
Okay, this is we are Israelis, American Israelis. We have dual citizenship. We live in Israel. My husband Eddie's been there for about 10 years, and I've been there since 1995, so it's a little longer. So anyway, we live in Arad, which is a little town on a mountaintop overlooking the Dead Sea, the southern end of the Dead Sea. So the closest big city to us would be Beersheba.
That's just amazing. That's fascinating. So, what are you doing back in the States? We're so happy to have you, by the way.
Oh, well. Thank you. What are we doing back in the States?
Well,
you're talking on the radio, right?
Yes. But we're sharing what's going on in Israel there. And meanwhile, we're taking a little break from the persecution. It's ongoing for us. And it's intensifying. Not only in Arad, but in, throughout Israel.
Wow.
It's just the ultra-Orthodox Jews, we have problems with, let's say, the Gur, or some pronounce them the Gur?
Yeah, it's Gur, Hasidei Gur. It's one of the sects of Orthodox Judaism, the ultra-Orthodox Jews. One of the most radical sects, and it also happens to be the largest in the world.
Mm-hmm. No.
And they call themselves the Pharisees.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was thinking, you know, Pharisees existed 2,000 years ago, but that generation died off, and those spirits went into the next generation, evidently, and the next generation, the next one, and mm-hmm. they're there, and they're They've started the Sanhedrin again, and it's just really getting wild, just getting extreme.
Wow. Well, we're glad to welcome you back into the States, and I hope that you don't face any persecution here. I know it is getting tough for Christians, but you can come into this station, and we welcome you with open arms. So thank you so much for...
We feel the love.
Yeah, well, thanks for being brave enough to go over into another world, basically, and share the love of Jesus.
It's totally different.
Yeah. Can we pray to start things out this morning, Laura?
Sure. Father, our awesome God and King, we just thank you for all the provision that you've given to us. All the blessings follow us. Thank you for anointing us to do your will. Thank you for allowing us to have your Holy Spirit to walk in holiness. We just thank you for what you're doing all over the world, and especially Israel, because that's the center of the Bible. That's where all the plans come together. So we just thank you in the name of Yeshua, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. This is the Hour of Power, and we'll be right back to talk more with Laura and Eddie after we hear from Chuck Bentley with My Money Life, sponsored by the Pentecostal Holiness Church of Cheyenne. We'll be right back.
He has a way about things that just reaches down into our hearts and gives us a comfort and a peace of mind. I want you to know today that the Lord, He's eager to reach out to you. Yes, we'll have trials and tribulations. We can help you to find that road that you need to walk on. Let the broad way go and take the narrow one. Go to a church and find your way into the glories of heaven.
Find your way at the Pentecostal Holiness Church of Cheyenne.
Welcome to My Money Life, a daily financial perspective of Crown Financial Ministry CEO, Chuck Bentley.
Finally, there's some good news about identity theft. Thanks to something called Personally Identifiable Information, or PII, it's now more difficult for identity thieves to steal your private information. Another way to describe it is real-time ID theft protection. Now, here are three things you should know about it, according to a recent SmartMoney.com article. First, PII companies monitor financial databases looking for any activity involving your name, address, date of birth, or social security number. It's much more proactive than other protection services that only monitor your credit report. Second, PII monitoring services aren't cheap. They can run from $10 to $30 a month, but they have a much greater chance of catching identity fraud before the damage is done than other forms of protection. And finally, PII is a rapidly growing segment of the identity theft protection industry. A number of organizations already offer the service. Two of the big three credit bureaus, Experian and Equifax, Bank of America, as well as ID theft protection companies LifeLock and Identity Guard. Surveys indicate a high level of consumer satisfaction with real-time ID theft protection. Customers apparently like the peace of mind that comes from having real-time theft protection. But the most important part of the service could be the built-in ID theft insurance that comes with most contracts. At My Money Life, we want to help you manage money wisely and know the peace that comes from living in God's economy. Find out more at crown.org.
This has been My Money Life. You can hear this program again online at crown.org. That's crown.org.
This is the Hour of Power on 94.3 FM. Call us this morning. Judy's answering the phones, 580-225-5966. My name is Misty Music, and today we are talking with Laura and Eddie, missionaries to Arad. And it's so nice to have you back in the States, and I can't wait to hear your story. I know you're touring, so you're on your way out to California.
Yes.
And you said Bakersfield was one of the places you'll be going, which is amazing because I've heard that city, I've heard that mentioned here in the last few weeks, just day after day after day, so I know God's going to do a tremendous work there.
Yeah, wonderful.
Well, we're glad to have you, though, here in Elk City in western Oklahoma. So let's continue now with your testimony.
All right. Well,
we opened up a storefront church, and I call it a storefront church, but it's... So many people call it the chess club because we play chess there during the day. And
dominoes.
Yes. And there's between 30 to 50 guys there every day. And a total of over 300 that interact and patronize the place. Mm-hmm. And we have so much fun there, and we have Bibles and books available, and people are taking them home and reading them in the inside, and just to a point where it became a place of where they target us for persecution. They the Pharisees, they are always present and causing lots of commotion. And
yeah, it's not just us. This is happening all over Israel.
Yes.
But Arad has kind of been the focal point because the Orthodox Jews who have a city called Tapuach in what the media refers to as the West Bank, they know that eventually they're going to have to give that city up. So they have decided to move to Arad and make it their city. It wasn't a religious city before. This city of Arad was started by children of Holocaust victims, orphans, you know. So it was started as a city of tolerance, no walls, no gates. And since 1962, when the modern city was founded, Arabs and Jews have lived there peacefully together until about the year 2000, when the Orthodox Jews started to move in. And they've just made life miserable for everybody. They have an agenda. They want to get rid of the Christians and the Arabs and then the secular Jews.
How many Christians are living there? Do you have a number?
Well, when I first moved to Arad years ago, I could count the believers on one hand. But we started a congregation, and now there are four congregations there, hundreds of believers. And the mayor just not too long ago told me that there are 1,000 immigrants from Russia, the former Soviet Union, that have Christian written in their ID card that are married to Jews. So that's an untapped area.
Wow.
So yeah, four congregations now. The Lord's really been working. There are different congregations because of language. Mm-hmm. We have the Hebrew-speaking, Russian, Arabic, and Spanish.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's quite a melting pot, isn't it?
Yes, yes. It's a nice little city in the desert. It's about 28,000 people. And
bigger than us.
Yeah, it's bigger than Elk City.
Uh-huh.
Well, but it's a whole lot more compact.
Yeah, yeah. How do you get to minister? Do you have to be careful?
Well, actually, it's according to the basic laws of Israel, we have religious freedom. However, the reality is that the Orthodox are the only ones that are free to do whatever they want, mm-hmm. and that includes persecuting Christians. So we have we opened the chess club. It's the only visible mark in the town that there are Christians there.
Really?
Yeah. We have written on the outside in Hebrew, English, and Russian, Messianic and Christian Information Center, the King's Men Chess Club. You know, the King's Men.
And that we give away Bibles and
yeah,
books,
free Bibles and Bibles. Testimony books. And people can come in and have a cup of coffee and just sit and read or just play a game or whatever they want. And then we were using it for a lot of different purposes. We were meeting in the evenings for fellowship dinners and to feed the homeless or the hungry people. We were giving away clothes on market day. It's located right in the marketplace. You know, just like you read in the Bible, Paul went to the marketplace and preached. So that's where we are. We're right in the marketplace.
And the Pharisees, they burnt our place down.
Yeah, they firebombed it.
What year, 95?
In 2005.
2005.
This was the marketplace that they firebombed?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
The chess club. Oh. They firebombed our chess club.
Yeah.
Totally burnt it.
but we rebuilt it, and we used such so much steel plating that the chess players began calling it the bank. And so we got a little laugh out of that. And but they tried to burn it two more times. And the third attempt, that really, you know, bugged me pretty much. You know, it's hard to forget.
The third time they destroyed your building, that bugged you.
Well, yeah, well, they tried to destroy it. But the way they did it, you know, it was packed with men inside playing chess and dominoes. And one of these guys, one of these Pharisees, poured the gasoline around the whole building.
Broad daylight.
And by the doors so these guys couldn't get out, and lit it. And the fire went out. But the thing was, Jews were trying to burn other Jews, and I just, the whole mass murder attempt thing, I never quite got over that. And
well, you know, we hear in the news how the, how Israel is struggling with their, in the relations with the Palestinians and stuff, but we don't hear about the inner struggles of Jew between Jew, or Jew between other people, and how they are themselves doing some persecution and things.
Yes.
So it's kind of a different side of the story that we're hearing today.
Yeah, well, you know, you get a different Jerusalem Post here in the States than the one that we have over there. We get a daily Jerusalem Post, and they have to talk about things that's really in the news over there, because people want to follow up on it. And but they can keep these things a secret, and it's basically what happens in Israel stays in Israel kind of concept.
Mm.
But I've been cutting those newspaper clippings out and scanning them and getting them up online. Mm-hmm. We have a website that will keep you abreast with all of that and up to date.
What is your website?
It's kingsmenarad.com. That's KINGSMENARAD.com.
We will link that to our website so that everyone can go on there and look.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, well,
we
very enlightening.
We have
videos.
Videos, yeah, lots of videos and newspaper articles and Eddie comments. Eddie writes little articles and comments on things. Like he has one that says, How to Love the Pharisees 101.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm amazed that you don't really get persecuted for that website, because I know they track people down and, you know, do bad things.
Oh, they try.
They don't like.
Oh, we lose hard drives. It's, it's kind of ongoing. We have all kinds of virus protection on, lots of people are downloading stuff from the website, and so it's out there, and it's not, they can't recover all the stuff that's on
besides
that site.
They're trying to keep track of what we're doing.
But
one of the things they do is, as soon as they find out that anyone is a believer in Jesus or Yeshua, Yeshua is the Hebrew way to say Jesus, they call them a missionary. So you're automatically a missionary in Israel. So it's one of the reasons we don't mind being called a missionary, because, let's take that name and make it proud. Just like Christians in the first century, that was a derogatory term, meaning little Christ, So, hey, if you're a Christian, stand up and be proud.
Amen. That's taking lemons and making lemonade with it, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, absolutely.
Makes me proud.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just to let you know how the police respond to some of the criminal acts that are perpetrated against Christians. The man who poured gasoline around our shop, he was caught that same day. The Russians that were playing there caught him and held him for the police. And he was put into a mental institution, because as soon as one of them is caught, the rabbi steps in and says, well, he has mental problems, so he can't be prosecuted. So they put him in a mental institution with day passes. And in other words, they gave him a place to eat and sleep. But he's free to walk around in the daytime. So that's Israeli justice whenever anything is done against the Christians.
Have you ever been hurt, or anyone that you've known or loved been hurt by some of these attacks?
Absolutely. Ami Ortiz, 2008, March 2008, they received a Purim package. That's the Feast of Esther, the celebration of that. These Purim packages, they look a lot like Easter baskets, you know, candy and stuff. They're real pretty. And Ami, who was 14 at the time, picked the basket up off the table, and it was a bomb full of shrapnel, and it exploded. So this young man, I mean, he's the son of a pastor over there. They live in the city of Ariel, which is just west of Jerusalem, and they minister to Jews and Arabs. Well, Ami, they didn't think he was going to survive the night. He was so, you know, just damaged. The bomb, you know, destroyed the apartment on the second floor, and it also blew out the windows of the car sitting down on the ground outside, and it was just a horrific, terrible thing. But the Lord knew ahead of time what was going to happen, and we were one of the first ones notified what happened. Is within 15 minutes, I guess. And I started putting out emails about praying for him, and people started passing around. People around the world were praying for this young man, and the Lord spared his life. So he has undergone, I think, 12 operations so far to date. And he has 3 more to go on his hand and his ear. But he's got a lot of shrapnel in his body that can't be removed. So he's going to have to live with that, you know. But he's back to playing basketball. He's a natural talent with the basketball.
What a witness he's going to be.
It's a wonderful witness, and God has used this. He's just really awakened the Israelis as to what is happening to the believers over there. They were horrified. I mean, these are Orthodox Jews who perpetrated this, and they caught one of the men, and he's just supposed to stand trial, but they keep postponing it because the rabbi says, well, he's mentally unfit. He's mentally unfit. But this man has been working with an organization called Yad Lakim, which means a hand to the brothers or memorial to the brothers. It's a militant organization which collects donations from people all over the world, and they are tax exempt here in the United States, but it is a terrorist organization.
Really?
They perpetrate all kinds of things. I mean, we've been threatened many times by them. One time they sent a hit team to Arad to do away with Eddie, and that was the weekend that we decided we should send him away for a quiet rest, you know, in a special place. So these guys kept coming around the club, and where's Eddie, you know. And we got warnings from the Bedouins, a lot of them are our friends, and some of the Russian underground people. They came by and told me, you know, they're looking for Eddie, they want to shoot him. So they couldn't find him. So after a couple of days, they went away. But, you know, see how God protects.
Mm-hmm.
There was an Ethiopian pastor who was shot point blank when he opened his door. But, see, God, it wasn't time to call him home. So the bullet ended up in the wall behind him and not in his body. You know, I mean, God's doing miracles to protect people over there. So he's allowed people to be injured, and it has made a good witness, you know, able to share the gospel.
I'm glad he's in control.
Yes, absolutely. But he has not allowed a life to be taken yet. But I do believe that time is coming shortly.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, on the website, we have a section that refers to the persecution of the believers over there and Christians. And that's a lot of newspaper clippings and things, and you can read for yourself and see firsthand, really, the near misses and close calls that we, you know, we've experienced. There was one family living near the Galilee, and they're Messianic Jews, and I think they have like 7 or 8 children. Well, at 3 o'clock in the morning, the newspaper says that, you know, that's when the house was like firebombed. There was 3 Molotov cocktails thrown inside,
yes.
And they woke up and were able to put the fire out. But once again, that was another mass murder attempt. Mm-hmm. And
so you have to really be on guard, I would
think.
Yeah,
you have to watch and pray.
Be on watch, day and night.
Yeah, watch and pray.
And you know, you have to be in God's will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a hazardous job being a missionary. You know, we've been approached and they've said, look, we're giving you and your wife 24 hours to leave. And if you're still here, you know, we're going to send your bones back to America in a coffin. And that's as if someone knocks on your door and says that to you, you know. Maybe 4 or 5 thugs knock on your door and say, hey, we're giving you 24 hours. And, you know, when you think about it, you know, you shouldn't count it strange, I guess. You know, missionaries get approached like that all over the world. But for it to happen to you in Israel,
yeah.
That's a little, you know, an eye-opener. But
so what do you say whenever they come to your door and say that? Well, would you guys like to come in and have some tea?
Well, I told the one Orthodox Jew who said, he says, I don't want you talking to another Jew about that man. And he says, we know where you live, and, you know, we're going to take care of it if you talk to another Jew. I says, well, look, you do what you have to do. My God's well able to take care of me. Mm-hmm. And I told the guy who was in part of that hit team that was looking for Eddie, He says, you can be standing in your living room, and we have sharpshooters. You won't know what hit you. And I said, don't you know God's in charge of life and death, not you? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it just makes me mad.
Don't mess with a redhead, right?
Yeah.
And a godly redhead who is protected, absolutely.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah, really.
Won't
really.
Do you any good. You're just wasting your time to mess with her.
Well, they come and they picket our houses, you know, not just our house, but the pastor's house gets picketed by a group of these guys, like maybe 4 times a week, and other houses of believers. Just to harass us. They are always outside the congregation whenever we have Bible study or a meeting or something, cursing everybody who goes in, spitting on them, you know. So if you had to go through that in order to go to church, would you? You know, so...
See, and I was just going to say, we are so protected here. We are so naive right here in the middle of the country.
Soft.
Yeah. 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 We don't have any idea what it's like to be persecuted like that. So it makes me wonder, what would we do?
Yeah.
What would we do?
But you know, the persecution is also bringing people to the Lord. We had an Orthodox woman who came upon us being harassed by rabbis and their wives holding signs and cursing us while we're giving out water in the desert and you know, giving away used clothes to whoever wants them and so forth. So there we are doing good and they're doing evil. And she just saw the difference. And one of the rabbi's wives said to her, you know, whose side are you on anyway? Because she's standing there looking back and forth. And as she says, I'm on their side. And she whipped off her head covering and came and stood behind the tables with us.
Oh.
And she got saved that day. And and within the year her sister came to the Lord too, so it's amazing, you know, because it's just light and dark and you can see the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Over here it's kind of hard to know who's a Christian.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Because
that's
on
shame.
The outside
everybody
alike. Can look that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking to a pastor the other day who used to do ministry in the prison at Granite. And they did that for about 8 years, and sometimes they would have to wait for a little while, and they would just sit in the common holding area. And after several years of ministering, this one man that he said never said anything at all, just sat there disgruntled looking, said to him one day, "You know, you Christians just really have a different look about you. You come in here and you have a glow about you." And he said it took him like 4 years to ever acknowledge that. And he said, he sat down by him and he said, "You know, would you like to know more?" And he said, "I would listen to you." And he listened, but he said, "You know, when we left, our knowledge," he never really made a profession of faith, but he saw the difference in the way the Christians looked and the peace in their face.
Yes.
So that's what that lady was certainly seeing in you. She felt that peace and she felt God's presence.
This is the Hour of Power on 94.3 FM. We want to pray with you this morning. If you have a prayer need or a testimony, call us, 580-225-5966. We're talking with Laura and Eddie Beckford, missionaries to Arad. So call us this morning. We'd love to hear from you. Judy's answering the phones. Neva?
Summertime is here, and it's outdoor grilling time, and North Fork Electric and Sayre has a large selection of electric grills and smokers in stock, including tabletop grills, full-size grills, and electric smokers. North Fork also fills your propane bottles for propane grills. And so when you think of grilling time, think North Fork Electric and Sayre. Father's Day is near. Remember your father or husband with a new electric grill. The electric grills start as low as $69, and the electric grill for beginners to the most experienced person is at North Fork Enterprises in Sayre. They even have grills that are programmable. I wonder if you can program and they just cook your meal and all that kind of stuff. Sounds interesting.
What I need.
Me too. Call Gary Quinn at North Fork today at 580-928-3366. And when you call Gary, he'll pray with you if you need prayer, and also tell him you appreciate them sponsoring Christian programming. We have one prayer request, and this is for Gene Akins. He is in treatment for brain cancer, and we just want to pray for complete healing and for complete restoration for Gene. So, Laura, will you pray for Gene Akins, please?
Okay, Father, we just thank you so much that you are the healer. Your name is Rophe, which is translated from Hebrew as doctor. So you are the great physician. You created us. You know us inside and out. And we just bring Gene before you now. So we ask for a complete healing, complete restoration for him.
Amen.
In Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
This is the Hour of Power on 94.3 FM. 580-225-5966 is the number.
Let my light so see.
That's Casting Crowns with Life Song on 94.3 FM. Good morning to you. This is the Hour of Power. My name is Misty Music, along with Neva Pyatt. Today we are talking with Laura and Eddie Beckford. And if you would like to hear their story, if maybe you missed part of the program, you can download it from our website. But you can also go see them tonight at Victorious Life Center at 7 o'clock. They'll be sharing, or is that 6 o'clock?
6
o'clock. They will be sharing their story. Now, Victorious Life Center is located at 2000 South Randall in Elk City. So go out and see them this evening or download the program at kxoofm.com. Go to downloads and your computer will give you instructions if you'll click on Wednesday. This is the Hour of Power, and again, we are talking with Laura and Eddie, and we're talking about this magnificent testimony as missionaries to Arad. And I can't wait to hear more. Go ahead and tell us some more about your experiences.
Okay. Well, one of the great things I think that's happened recently, last year a South Korean film crew came to Israel because they heard about the persecution in our city. And they also heard about Ami Ortiz and the bomb that blew up in his hands. So they came to document the persecution. So they interviewed us and Ami's family and a lot of other Messianic believers. They also went to the Orthodox and interviewed them. And the Yad Lakim, the militant arm for the Orthodox. So they came up with a film, beautiful film. It's an hour and 20 minutes long. It's called Restoration. And it has been showing in the regular movie theaters in South Korea, in a 60 packed out movie theaters, people waiting in line to see this movie about the restoration of Israel and what's happening with the believers. And it really makes the Orthodox look terrible.
Really?
Out of their own mouths. But the gospel is in it, so it's a very powerful film. They're in the process of putting English subtitles to it. It will be coming to the United States.
Oh.
So pray for this film, because it will cause controversy, praise the Lord. Yes, yes, controversy. I mean, it makes the gospel go forward, doesn't it? Yes. Okay, so I can't wait to see Orthodox Jews picketing movie theaters. I think that would be absolutely wonderful if the Christians, you know, stood up and were counted and attended this film. They have so much material that they're working on a sequel to it already. I mean, this film Avatar was such a great, you know, box office hit. But Avatar came and went in South Korea, and the Restoration's been playing for 5 months now.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, it's wonderful. They just flew David Ortiz, Ami's father, over. They had the family flown over for the premiere. But now they brought him back, and he was recognized on the plane. Got a standing ovation from a tour group. There's 40 people on the plane going over, and then he is getting asked for his autograph everywhere he went in South Korea. He was recognized. So yeah, it's just a wonderful thing.
Amen.
God is working and spreading His word.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you get to talk really much with these Pharisees because of the persecution they give you, but and I'm not sure how politically correct or respectful this question is, but being Jewish people and being 70 years away from the Holocaust, how does it make you feel to see Jewish people persecuting Jewish people?
Oh, pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. 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 It's sad. You know, I interviewed a couple of the guys that were in the building when these Pharisees tried to burn them alive, and that's on the website too. They can only speak Russian, so it's in Russian primarily. I had one young Russian man translate for me a little, but I have that also on the website. Mm-hmm. And the Holocaust survivor that was interviewed, he just broke down and started crying, and I had to stop the, you know, footage because it was just too much. He did get out as much as to say that Christians saved him. during that Holocaust thing. And and that was it. He couldn't say much more without crying.
Wow.
These guys, they cried when they seen the whole place on fire that time. And I had a little gleam in my eyes, sort of, because I was looking at all the filth, from the fire and everything and destruction, and I was imagining, wow, I can drop the ceiling, I can do this, I can do that, and you know, I had like a vision there, and it was like, you know, while they were crying, I had a little sparkle in my eyes, and we did see that come to pass. We restored that place. There were certain things I wanted to do. I had the vision there, but they wanted to help me, and I had to look at it as an occupational therapy therapist type of thing I was doing there, because I let them, and it wasn't as perfect as I wanted to make it, but, you know, it was more for them. They had to help me on this project. They had to. You know, there's a lot of missionaries or missions that people are involved in Israel, Christians are involved in. And sadly, a lot of them have nothing to do with spreading the gospel.
Yeah, they're humanitarian only. And yeah. Israel's not a third world country. It's in the top five nations of the world economically. And yet Christians feel the need to go over there and do humanitarian works. There are poor people in Israel, but they're poor because of the corruption there. The government is totally corrupt. There's no believers in it. So that's what we're dealing with.
So what they need is Jesus.
They need Jesus.
They don't need these clothes.
That's right. They need the gospel. They need the gospel. Yep. They need the gospel. I just cannot say that enough, because that's the only hope. Jesus is the only hope that Israel has.
If we went over there and we opened up just the chess club, no Bibles, no books, no mentioning of Jesus, and we're saying, hey, we're missionaries and we're raising funds for this purpose.
Yeah,
I mean,
what's the point? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, we could live there without being harmed and everything, and everybody's happy, and, you know, the Pharisees would come by every once in a while and check to make sure, you know, we're not violating. You know, by
and
you have so much of that going on.
I want you to get a picture of what it's like to be a believer right now in some of the places in Israel. They find out you're a Christian or Messianic Jew. The first thing they do is find out where you work, and they go to the employer. The Orthodox Jews will put pressure on the employer, fire that person. A teacher who is a believer cannot get a job in the public school because they don't want us near their children. Mm-hmm. It's illegal to witness to anyone under 18 in Israel. You can get 4 to 7 years in jail for that. You get pressure in your job. You get evicted from your apartment. And the Orthodox Jews are using mafia-like tactics because they're holding over the heads of businessmen, well, we're not going to give you a kosher license. You know, we're not going to, we're going to see to it that no one will marry your children. We're going to see to it you're not buried in a Jewish cemetery. You know, all these things, because they control the life cycle events of everyone. So it's extremely difficult for the believers to support their families. So if you want to send financial help and bless Israel, bless the believers, because that's where it's needed.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. What can we do over here in America to help?
Well, one of the things you can do is spread the word about our community center. We are trying to raise awareness. We want to have a hotel-type community center. Half of it would still be used as a hotel for volunteers and tour groups and stuff. But the rest of it would be used for training believers in skills where they can be self-employed. And also to move the chess club in. Also to house the congregations, because right now four congregations are meeting at various times in one house. It's a little house church. So we need to move them out of the residential area, move them into a facility where they can worship freely. And if they're on the second or third or fourth floor, you know, they're not going to be bothered by the cat calls from the Orthodox Jews outside. So, you know, it would help them tremendously to have a place to meet like that. Plus, this is a real praise report, the Bedouins, the Muslims, have asked us to establish a Christian school for them. So we want to open a Christian school. A number of our children cannot go to the public school because they get singled out by the rabbi visiting the classroom. That's a messianic child. Don't talk to that child. You know, so they get abused in school. And they also get harassed walking home from school by these men. It's a terrible thing. You know, a little child hears words like, your mother and father are bad people. We're going to pour gasoline on them and set them on fire. So that a lot of the children are traumatized and having nightmares. So we need to have a school of our own. So we need about $6 million, and that sounds like a lot, but if we get 1 million people and they each give $6, you know, that makes it really doable.
Mm-hmm. Yes, amen.
Yeah.
That's not too big for God.
Not too big for God.
No.
And so we have, go to our website. We have PayPal on there. We also have an address if you just want to send a check. And just, you know, mark it for the community center or for supporting missionaries, whatever, because we're a faith-based work.
And again, your address is kingsmenarad.com.
Yes.
Okay, and we will link that to our website.
All right.
You know, also on the website, I've added a do's and don'ts list because there's so many people have asked us, look, you live over there. Who can we trust? You know, we want to be a blessing to Israel. And, you know, I decided to just go ahead and just say, hey, it's my God, honest opinion, and just go ahead and name some names. So under the do's list, you'll find some very interesting ministries over there that spread the gospel, as well as do humanitarian work. Now, on the do's list, also I have the Jews for Jesus, and they're awesome. They get the gospel right out to the people. They're confrontational. That's the only complaint, like some of the Zionists might have.
I understand
about the,
Jesus was confrontational,
Jesus.
Too.
Yes, yes. So, they're all about getting the gospel out to their Jewish brothers and sisters, and they're not, they don't do humanitarian, they're just the gospel. And that's probably humanitarian enough.
Amen.
At the max, you know, extreme humanitarian.
There's nothing more humanitarian than making sure your soul's okay.
Yeah.
So the Jews for Jesus just finished a week-long campaign in the plain of Sharon, which is Tel Aviv area.
Wow, praise the Lord.
And there's only one, missions that it's on the do's list that's just humanitarian, and I put a little title there, humanitarian only, that I have a heart for, and it's out of Tel Aviv. There's a couple of guys that are have a ministry for the prostitution, women on prostitution and strung out on drugs out there and getting them off the streets. And they're really stepping on the toes of some of, you know, the pimps and other people that are behind this that are making fortunes off of, you know, Israel has a problem with what they're referring to as white slavery. And you can read some of the things what the U.S. government knows about that, and on the website too. I have some links.
Okay.
Yeah, and these people, these women need a place to go, and after they get saved or want to get, you know, cleaned up, they're coming to Arad because we have a ministry there.
Amen.
For them.
Amen.
Well, I know we're getting close on time, so after we come back from the weather break, I want you to tell the story quickly about the chicken.
Okay.
Okay. We just have a few minutes left.
We'll be right back after a look at the weather forecast sponsored by...
with sound effects.
By Classic Marble.
Classic Marble has been customizing kitchens and baths for over 12 years. Our family-owned business has been built on combining the highest quality products with great customer service. You will find the perfect look that fits your budget. From cultured marble, laminate, solid surface, engineered stone, and granite, we have it all, including tile, tubs, shower doors, and a full line of accessories. Visit our showroom today. That's Classic Marble Design off of I-40 and Exit 62 in Clinton.
Maybe a few degrees cooler, but not a lot. Good Wednesday morning, everybody. Here's your forecast. Sky should be partly cloudy across the area today with a high near 90. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight we're expecting skies to be partly cloudy once again, this time a low of 66 with south breezes 10 to 20. Tomorrow partly cloudy. We heat back up to 96 degrees. South winds 10 to 20 miles per hour once again. Then looking ahead to tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low of 71. That's your Wednesday morning weather on 94.3 FM The Rock.
Do you want to be free, be yourself, become the person that you never thought you could? Most importantly, do you want to find someone who won't ever leave you? Someone who is solid ground on which you can build? Jesus is that someone. He is the answer. This is Bailey Howell, inviting you to join us at Elk City Community Church, where you can get to know Him. Sunday school is at 9:30, worship at 10:30, and evening services are at 6 on Sunday and Wednesday. Elk City Community Church, on the corner of 5th and Randall, we're saving a place for you. See you there.
This is the Hour of Power on 94.3 FM. Neva, we have another prayer need.
We do have. First of all, though, I want to remind you that Pastor Joe Thompson and his wife Patty from the Church of God in Elk City invite you to join their family for Sunday worship, 9:45 for Sunday school, 10:45 for the worship service, and then again on Wednesday evening at 7. Their church family wants your family to be part of them. The Church of God is located at 501 West 1st Street in Elk City, where they are changing lives through God's love. And this prayer request is the caller called in and asked us to pray for favor concerning unemployment benefits that they have applied for. So, Laura, if you'll pray for this family, please, we would appreciate it.
Well, Father, you just know every little detail about this particular request. We ask that your will be done in this person's life. Favor concerning unemployment benefits. You know, without a whole lot of details, it's hard to know, but God knows.
Mm.
And we just ask that you would minister to the real need beneath this particular prayer request. The real need. Only you can do. Ask the Holy Spirit to continue to work in this person's life. In Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. This is the Hour of Power on 94.3 FM, and we have wrangled Laura and Eddie to come back with us again on Friday, because I feel like we haven't even touched the tip of the iceberg yet. So will you come back and join us Friday morning?
We'll be glad to.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Isn't God so good?
Yeah.
We've been waiting for this guy to come, and now he's going to have to work on Friday, our guest,
Jane.
For Friday.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have to work, so he called Missy or Facebooked or something and said, can't come. And here you all are in the States, and we have the opportunity to share more of your testimony. And I would just encourage our listeners to go to the website, KingsMenArad, and that's ARAD.com, and look at the website. And Eddie, you ask us to look at prayer requests.
Yeah, the prayer request section.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for the Israeli children, and click on that, and you can see some videos there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that'll generate some questions, and... be an eye-opener, definitely.
Amen.
And you will see that there's some problems there in Israel that you didn't know of.
Okay, and I want people to go look at the website so they can, if they have questions, they can send the questions to us at hourofpower@cable1.net, and we can ask those questions to you on Friday.
Right, that would be wonderful.
That'd be all right?
Well, and we would have time to take some callers on Friday, actually call in live your questions.
Uh-huh. Right. Yay!
Yes, and you know, even the chicken, what I'm going to share right now, there's some videos about that on the website, too. And I'm trying to think, it's under the Pharisee section and Jewish holidays and rituals.
Okay.
Okay, and you click on that, and then Yom Kippur, because that's the year, that's the event.
Right.
It's one of the high holy days. And what they do, okay, we have Christ for the atonement of our sins. But these Orthodox Jews, the rabbis over there in Israel, and they do this in Brooklyn, too, for the atonement of their sins, they swirl a chicken over their heads 3 times.
That's great.
And you will see this on video, and the chicken's all in the background.
Are the chickens alive or are they dead?
They're alive
they're
at
alive
that time.
And they swing them over their
but
head.
When they swing the chickens over their heads 3 times, like this, the sins go up into the chicken.
Supposedly.
Then they slaughter the chicken, and they're feeding the chicken to the poor.
Wow.
They probably hold the chicken by the head so it breaks the neck when they're swirling it, or do they hold it by the feet?
No, they hold it by the feet.
Do they?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, you know, the way I see it, if you love someone, let's say, so many people say we love Israel, we love the Jewish people. Well, if you love, you have a loved one that's involved in something like that, but whether, I don't know whether you would call it a religion or what, but they're doing things like that, you know, I'm sure you would just go ahead and tell them that this is maybe dumb. Oh, this is probably not politically correct. They call it dumb, but you know.
That's okay.
It's sensible to call it dumb.
Yeah.
Maybe not politically correct, but.
So, you know, and they make it look like you have to go to a certain seminary or something to be able to witness to the Jewish people, and that you're not supposed to use the New Testament or use Jesus' name, and you know, you have to, you know, just walk on eggshells or something.
Just tell them Jesus is the Messiah. He's the Jewish Messiah. He came to Israel as prophesied.
Mm-hmm.
And he died for your sins and he rose again. And wow, you can have hope and life abundantly.
Amen. I want to ask you one more question before we sign off, because we are out of time. But do the other Christians receive persecution there, or is it just Jewish Christians?
All over the world, all over the land.
Okay.
All over the land.
So any kind of Christian?
Yes.
Especially if you're outgoing. I mean, if you're a tourist and you're saying your tourists the path that they, you know,
set out for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You'll come back with wonderful stories. Oh, I've seen the Holy Land. I've seen, you know, and they're good at it. They can.
But if you get off the beaten path,
yes,
that's when you see the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. This is the Hour of Power on 94.3 FM. Again, I want to remind you that Laura and Eddie will be back with us on Friday morning. So catch part two in the series. And also go see them this evening at Victorious Life Center, 6 o'clock tonight, 2000 South Randall in Elk City.
Karen has a busy week this week at Victorious Life Center, because tomorrow Gabrielle Gilpin is coming. She's going to be at Rebecca's House of Coffee at 3 tomorrow, and then at Victorious Life Center at 7 tomorrow evening. Saturday she'll be there from 10 to 2, and then 7 o'clock in the evening, Saturday evening. Lots going on at Victorious Life Center. Karen's sitting over here in the corner being quiet, shaking her head.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks, Karen, for bringing these delightful people in.
I've been touched.
Me
and
too.
I can't wait for Friday to come around again.
This
so.
Is exciting.
Amen.
I
get
can't
questions
wait.
Ready.
I can't wait to get out of here and get on the computer.
Me neither.
I'm just
neither.
Itching. I wish I had my computer in here. I'd already been on there.
Okay, so let me tell them the website again. KingsMenArod.com. Go on there, look at everything, get your questions ready for Friday. You can call in or send them to hourofpower@cable1.net. Excuse me. And again, Eddie and Laura, it was so good to meet you.
Likewise.
We're excited about what God is doing in Israel and doing in your lives here in the States. So when you're back, will you please come back and join us?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, the door is always open for you, okay?
God bless you.
Thank you, everyone, for listening this morning. Thanks to Judy for answering the phone. Stay tuned. We've got Harvest Time. It's coming up right after the community calendar.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you'd like to send us, even after the show is over, email us at hourofpower@cable1.net. You're listening to 94.3 The Rock, KXOO Elk City.
For an honest and dependable construction company, call Spain's Construction and Remodeling in Weatherford. Hey.